White Sox and A's, July 4th at Oakland Coliseum, the land of the free and the home of the brave, celebrated early and often during this game. Let's pick it up. Bottom four, Franklin Barreto facing James Shields.
Long run for Garcia in right field. He's not going to get it. It bangs off the wall. Here comes Brugman. The ball rolls back toward the infield. Brugman's going to score. And Barreto to third with a triple. 4-2, the A's lead. So here's Abreu.
Drilled to left on a line, has a chance, and that's gone. A line shot laser to left off the bat of Abreu.
And a first-year manager trying to send a message to both.
Right center deep, Garcia going back, turning around. He will watch it fly. It's number two today for Alonso. 6-5 Athletics in the bottom of the fifth.
So two outs here in the ninth.
Breaking ball line to left base hit. Anderson's the third, up at the ball, Rajay Davis. Here's the throw to the plate, and it's not going to be in time, and the game is tied. Here's Barreto.
3-2 pitch is hit high in the air. Left field, Cabrera near the wall. He leaps, and that baby is gone.
Fireworks in the Bay Area as the A's walk off a winner, 7-6 the final. The rookie Franklin Barreto is your hero. His second career homer, first career walk-off, capped off a two-hit, two-RBI game. Yonder Alonso's multi-home run game, the third of his career, all three coming this season for the All-Star. Here's A's skipper Bob Melvin after the walk-off win.
It's been a struggle for us for a while. You know, and then to keep getting some hits and adding on, and, you know, in a game that went back and forth, it's important not to get down every time they come back, take the lead or tie the game. So, a lot better today. Obviously, home runs are something that we use when we win. And, you know, we hit some long balls today, obviously.
You spoke before the game about Barreto and how he'd been struggling a little bit lately. What do you think about the at-bat there?
Yeah, you know, that if you watch that at-bat unfold, he got more and more confident as that bat went along. And typically that'll happen when you see some pitches, you're fouling some balls off. You know, you're not going to throw hard enough to really get it by him if he's looking for a fastball. So it just looked like, as the at-bat went along, his confidence kind of grew. Certainly the other hit that he had during the course of the day as well. But, you know, for younger players, sometimes it's the big leagues can, you know, make you think twice. And then you get into a position like that and hit a home run like he did. I know he's going to feel a lot more comfortable and confident tomorrow.
Well, for Yonder to have the game he did too, he'd been a little bit of a dip off.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty significant for him here recently. And we really do rely on the middle of our order. And when we don't hit in the middle of our order, everybody kind of feels it. So it's good to get him back going like that. You know, if we have two of those four, you know, swing the bats pretty well, we're okay. It's when, you know, maybe only one of those guys is hitting that sometimes we struggle around it. But most of those guys have been pretty consistent all year.
What do you make of the job you got from your bullpen? They've been kind of struggling here the last week and a half or so. But
yeah.
Madsen, Doolittle, nice
Adams. Yeah, Cologne, too.
Yeah, Cologne too.
Yeah. And he's been pitching really well. You know, and there's no room for error when these guys come in those situations. And you know, right away, Mattson has to come in with somebody on base. And, you know, Doolittle's got to face the middle of the order righties. And, you know, even the balls that were hit off Casilla, you know, other than the mistake he made to Milky, those weren't hit too terribly hard either. So, bullpen pitched well today.
What was your view of Barreto's homer? Did you think it was going out there?
Well, yeah, I guess you'd have to have your eyes open to see if it went out. I felt like his reaction would suggest it was going out, so I felt pretty good about it. And it seemed like the ball was carrying pretty good today.
Hey, Bob, I know you've talked about Yonder in the last couple of days and making the All-Star team, but can you just, again, talk about his journey getting here? And this is an All-Star game performance today.
Yeah, he's had many All-Star game performances this year. But, you know, you know the history of him, where he came from and kind of the struggles early on in his career, you know, in his life. And, you know, then growing up in the area, there was a lot of hoopla around him when we were in Miami about the potential for him to make the team and then to finally make it. You know, it's kind of a full circle thing for him. So I know there's a lot of pride involved in that. You know, anytime you make an all-star team, you should feel very good about it. But, you know, the events kind of around it being in Miami and everything make it that much more special for him. So we're all real excited about it.
What do you think of Gossett's day?
Good. You know, that fifth inning sometimes gets you a little bit for a starter. And we saw that same inning over there that he got the first couple guys on in the fifth with a lead and got him out, got the middle of the order out. Today it didn't happen that way. So I thought he threw some good pitches. He looks like he's settling in as far as his stuff and his command, but there were a couple big hits that hurt him.
Was Healy available?
No, not today.
Franklin Barreto, the hero for Oakland, two hits, two RBIs, and his first career walk-off homer. Here's Barreto through his interpreter talking after the game.
Pero contento, está buscando mi picheo. Gracias, yo me lo...
I was looking for a fastball up. You know, I got the pitch up, and obviously I made good contact. I felt really good about it, and it was nice to see it leave the yard.
Bueno, siempre trato de conectar la bola del medio al otro lado.
Yeah, I try to hit the ball middle away. I always try to focus on hitting the ball middle away, and this time I was a little bit late, a little bit tardy my last at bat, and then so I tried to gear up a little bit earlier, and luckily I got that one.
The A's will try to win the series on Wednesday with Sonny Gray on the mound.